I saw so much music this weekend, I don't even know what's what anymore.
Yeah.
I can't even distinguish one band from another.
It's not that great, is it, music in the end?
It's really terrible. Yeah. I'm so done with it.
Yeah.
Now, I was at Coachella, and I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. There's so much I could say that I don't even know where to start.
Well, begin with when you arrived, how was it? Did you get in easily? Was it difficult to get? Let's talk about the roads into Coachella.
There was no traffic when we arrived.
Really?
Because we left on Thursday night, and we went to introduce Matt and Kim at the Glass House
in Pomona.
So wow. I went on stage in Pomona and introduced the band Matt and Kim. However, Matt and Kim didn't know that I was planning to do this.
Ew.
Even though in my interview with Matt last week on the phone, I said, "Hey, Matt, what should I say to introduce you tomorrow?"
Yeah.
And he gave me a few fun facts. Okay. And when I arrived, he said, "Oh, I thought you meant how should you introduce me on the radio interview right now?" And I was like, "That doesn't make any sense. I don't need any help with that." So he still let us do it, thankfully. Okay. So I went on stage and I introduced the band.
That is a complete shot across the ego, isn't it? Oh my God, I'm sorry, Tyler. You got there, they didn't know who you were.
They didn't care.
Oh, it's you. Oh, I recognize the voice.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, that's not what I meant, man."
Yeah, okay. No, you can't do that.
But fast forward several days later, we saw Matt and Kim at Coachella because they're playing the festival as well.
Right.
And they came up to talk with Steph and me, and we talked about radio for a while. He talked about his new album they just announced yesterday.
Oh.
So he was way cool, and we're friends now.
You bonded over a sort of awkward moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
So that's how it started.
Yeah.
And we got there late Thursday night. And we were on the list when we showed up Friday morning with our media passes. We were there.
All right.
So we got in. And it was 96 degrees, and our first interview was canceled, and our second interview moved back 2 hours. So then we realized that we could have gotten there much later than we got there. But, you know, despite some hectic scheduling and stuff moving around, we got some content with Buzzword content with like 6 or 7 bands that probably nobody else was giving much attention to.
Right.
Which is exactly our thing.
With good reason. No.
You know, we didn't interview Guns N' Roses.
Right.
We didn't interview Calvin Harris. But we did interview bands
like... Calvin Harris?
Exactly. We did interview...
Seriously, I have no
idea.
He's
a DJ. He was the headliner on Sunday night.
No,
here, we interviewed The Dead Ships, Strangers You Know, Robert DeLong, Nina Las Vegas, Mint Field, Flusters, and Brightner. All kind of small font bands.
Well, they're all
like
going to be...
Might say.
Right, small. That's a good word.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you make that up?
No, I didn't
the
make it up.
Small font bands.
Nah, it's...
They're going to, all those bands, or at least 2 of them, are going to be very famous.
At least 2. And Robert DeLong's pretty big already. He was probably our biggest of the weekend.
And they'll be famous, and then we'll have these early interviews with them. They'll
right,
be,
exactly.
Your money is what you
well,
are.
Well, a couple of these guys, I mean, they were just shocked they even got invited. And a couple weeks up to the festival is when they got the call. So they had no idea until a few weeks ago they were playing Coachella.
Yeah.
And one band, I think it was The Dead Ships, didn't have a manager. They didn't have a record label. Didn't have a publicist, nothing. And the lead singer literally got a call and said, "Come play Coachella."
Great.
So talking to those guys was really cool.
Good for
because
him.
They were just starry-eyed, just got that new band glow, you know. And they were really proud to be there. So, you know, it's a long day. It's hot. There's a lot of people. All the music from the electronic bands sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
But there were a few moments that made it really great, you know, talking to the bands. Steph and I snuck into a VIP dinner, so that was really great. We got served out in a field by, like, renowned chefs with a bunch of other VIPs.
Wow. Cool. No, really, that would have been
that
the weekend
was worth
for
the
me.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like a $200 dinner that we somehow got into. And, man, it was great to be there. It was great to be part of it and be honored by Golden Voice as part of it.
Great. Nice to come home.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, definitely. Yesterday, we did not stay for the main acts yesterday. We left sort of in the early afternoon. But I did do one more interview at House of Blues last night with the band Say Anything, who I loved in high school. My absolute favorite band. And it was just kind of a memory lane trip for me. I got to go into the tour bus and talk to the lead singer who I once idolized. It'd be like you interviewing Small Faces or something. That's the best analogy I can think
of. Wow, yeah, Small Faces. A little, probably, no. But I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Robert Palmer. That's who I always wanted to meet.
Right.
Robert Palmer.
Okay.
Dead now.
Yeah, well, my guy's not dead, so I got a chance to talk to him.
He'll be dead.
Oh, and one last thing on Coachella, and we'll talk more about Prince, but there's weird not acknowledgement of Prince that I thought would happen at the festival. You know how if you see the Grammys the day after a singer dies, it's all anybody talks about.
Right.
It's how the singer died.
Yeah.
There was one or two great Prince tributes, but aside from that, it was not in the air.
Really?
And it made me feel this like shameful disconnect for the modern young, you know, stupid music fan.
They don't remember Prince.
Who doesn't care?
They don't know.
I mean, this I don't remember Prince, but it's important.
This is what I'm saying to you about the 9/11 thing in Haisler Park.
No.
Everyone just forgets. They move on and they do the next thing.
It's not that they forgot. They're too young to care.
We should have a poll in Haisler Park, just a post, where we just stick the latest thing that we're concerned about. We just stick a thing of Prince. We would have had, you know, what's that guy from the Eagles who died? Forgotten his name already. Stick that there, Glenn Frey. Dink. We just have a guy in the canyon who makes monuments and he sticks them on. Dink. Like that. And then the next thing is the next thing, whatever it is.
Therefore, history is always just moving forward, you know, and never acknowledged.
Poster of me. Thing of me. Jason Fedde fired from radio station for making fun of 9/11. Dink.
So I guess that's that. I can't think of anything else to tell you about it.
Well, that's all right. You know, music festivals, crikey. I always had a slight fear of them as a child. Not a child. As a teenager, going to them. They always scared me a little bit. It's a bit like going to a downtown area and just, you know, being small.
There's a lot of people.
And big
people. There's a lot of people.
Big people.
But it is the top one percentile of beauty who goes to Coachella.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Really? I mean, everybody. I was probably the ugliest person there.
Why is that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Just because it's like wealthy people that can afford
it. I guess it's just like LA's elite, I suppose.
Right.
But it's like these college girls that are just like.
Yeah, but that's because they're young.
No, it's not. They're all beautiful. Everyone there is beautiful.
Yeah.
The guys, too. I mean, everybody. And everybody's got their shirt off except me.
I'm so glad I wasn't
there. I was the only person.
This sounds like hell to me. This is hell to me.
I know what you mean. I do know what you mean. So I've got a lot of interviews. I'm going to start editing them and podcasting them, and we'll air ones that are appropriate and not filled with too many swear words. Coachella was fun. Glad I got to go.
Yeah, good thing for the station. Thanks for taking one for the team.
Yeah, well, you can go next year. Here are the Paper Kites on KX93.5.